Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Thursday, October 10th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss a hot topic that's been making waves in the medical community. Folks, we're diving into the world of weight loss meds for teens. Ozempic's been all over the headlines, but what's the deal when your kid comes asking for these drugs?
Thanks, Ted. You're right, this is a tricky subject. These GLP-1 agonists, as they're called, were originally cooked up for managing diabetes. They work their magic by keeping blood sugar in check and slowing down digestion, which can lead to shedding some pounds. But when we're talking about giving these to kids, well, that's a whole different ballgame.
I've got to jump in here. These medications aren't just some fad diet pills. They're offering a real lifeline to teens who've been battling obesity. The FDA gave Wegovy the
Hold on a second, Kate. I get where you're coming from, but we can't just gloss over the risks here. These drugs are pretty new on the scene, and we're flying blind when it comes to long-term effects on growing bodies. We already know hypoglycemia is a concern, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
But Eric, you're missing the bigger picture. Childhood obesity isn't just about looks. It's setting kids up for a lifetime of health issues. If we've got a tool in our arsenal,
I understand that, Kate. But we need to tread carefully. We're dealing with young, impressionable minds here. Using these drugs could reinforce negative body image and potentially open the door to eating disorders. It's not just about physical health. We need to consider the psychological impact, too.
You're making it sound like living with obesity is a walk in the park. Let me tell you, it's not. The psychological distress that comes with being overweight as a teen is immense.
I hear you, Kate, but we need to think long term. Most adults who stop taking these meds end up putting the weight back on. Are we setting these kids up for a lifetime of dependency? That's a heavy burden to place on a teenager.
That's exactly why proper medical supervision is crucial. We're not talking about handing out pills like candy here. These are prescribed and monitored by healthcare professionals who know what they're doing.
Interesting points from both of you. Let's zoom out a bit. How do you think these medications fit into the broader context of body image and diet culture?
Ted, I've got to say, I find it potentially dangerous. We're living in an era where we're finally making progress with body positivity, and yet here we are, offering quick fix solutions that could undermine all that hard work. It feels like we're taking two steps forward and one step back.
I see it completely differently. These medications aren't about conforming to some unrealistic beauty standard. They're tools to improve health, plain and simple. We can use them as part of a holistic
approach.
Let's take
a step back and look at this from a historical perspective. Can either of you think of any similar controversies from the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This whole situation is giving me serious Fen-Phen flashbacks. For those who don't remember, Fen-Phen was this combo of weight loss drugs that was all the rage in the 90s. Doctors were handing it out like candy, but then, boom, turns out it was causing some nasty heart valve problems. It was a mess.
Oh, come on, Eric. That's not a fair comparison at all. The FDA's approval process is way more rigorous these days. Plus, GLP-1 agonists work completely differently from Fen-Phen. You're comparing
I get that times have changed, Kate, but the point still stands. Fen-Phen shows us what can happen when we rush into widespread use of weight loss meds before we fully understand the risks. Millions of people were prescribed that stuff before the hammer came down.
Look, I'm not saying we shouldn't be careful, but we've learned from history. The rollout of GLP-1 agonists has been much more measured, and there are ongoing studies to keep tabs on any potential issues.
Interesting comparison. How do you think the Fen-Phen case relates to our current situation with teens using weight loss drugs?
It's a red flag, Ted. Fen-Phen was mainly used by adults, and look at the mess it caused. Now we're talking about giving similar drugs to kids whose bodies are still developing. The stakes are even higher this time around.
But Eric, you're missing the point. We've come a long way since Fen-Phen. Medical research and regulation have improved by leaps and bounds. We're much better equipped.
Kate, I hear you. But let's not forget that the Fen-Phen scandal led to billions in legal settlements. Are we really prepared for the potential fallout if these drugs turn out to be harmful to teens in the long run?
That's precisely why ongoing research is so important. But we can't let fear of the unknown stop us from helping teens who are struggling right now. We have to balance caution with action.
Both of you make compelling points. How do you think our understanding of obesity and its treatment has evolved since the Fen-Phen era?
Well, Ted, we've definitely come a long way in how we think about obesity. It's not just about willpower anymore. We recognize that it's a complex issue influenced by genetics, environment, and a whole host of other factors.
Exactly, Eric. And that's why these new medications are so promising. They're addressing the physiological aspects of weight regulation in a way that old-school treatments just couldn't touch. It's a game changer.
Let's look ahead a bit. How do you see this situation unfolding in the coming years?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Ted, but I see a storm brewing. As more teens start popping these pills, we're bound to see an uptick in reports of side effects and long-term health issues. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up with stricter regulations or even see these drugs yanked off the market for kids.
That's way too pessimistic, Eric. I think we're on the cusp of a revolution in obesity treatment. As we gather more data on teen use, we'll be able to fine-tune our approach and develop even better treatments.
Kate, I think you're looking at this through rose-tinted glasses. We're more likely to see a spike in eating disorders and body image issues among teens. The pressure to be thin is already intense. Imagine what it'll be like when there's a magic pill on offer.
You're not giving teens enough credit, Eric. With proper education and support, we can prevent those issues. These medications could be part of a holistic approach to health that includes mental health support and lifestyle changes.
Interesting perspectives. How might the availability of these drugs for teens affect broader societal attitudes towards weight and health?
I'm worried it could reinforce some pretty harmful stereotypes, Ted. We might see increased discrimination against overweight folks who choose not to use these medications. It's like we're saying, if you're not thin, it's because you're not trying hard enough.
Or it could have the opposite effect, Eric. If these medications become commonplace, seeking help for weight management could become as normal as getting braces. It could actually destigmatize obesity.
But at what cost, Kate? We could be creating a whole generation that's dependent on medication to maintain their weight rather than addressing the root causes of obesity. That's a scary thought.
Eric, the root causes are complex and often beyond individual control. These medications give people a fighting chance against their biology. It's not about dependency. It's about leveling the playing field.
Both of you raise valid points. One last question. How might the economic aspects of these drugs play out in the future?
I hate to say it, Ted, but I see a widening health gap on the horizon. These drugs aren't cheap, and they'll likely be accessible only to wealthy families. Meanwhile, lower-income teens will continue to struggle with obesity. It's a recipe for even more health disparities.
That's exactly why we need to push for insurance coverage and affordable access, Eric. These medications could be a powerful tool for addressing health inequities if we make them widely available. We can't let cost be a barrier to better health.
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that the use of weight loss medications in teens is a complex issue with no easy answers. As we move forward, it's crucial that we continue to weigh the potential benefits against the risks, always keeping the well-being of our young people at the forefront. This has been Ted for Listen To, signing off.